Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Ay, por favor, with Alexia Nepola
and Marisol Patton, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, my love.
Hey, everyone. Hi, bro.
So what's going on?
Nothing, bro. Did you hear the news that you can now hear Ay Por Favor on Amazon Music?
I did hear that. I love it.
I'm so excited. We're like really getting out there. Everyone, more people can listen to us.
Yes.
Talk SHIT.
Where have you been listening to us?
Where have I been listening to us?
Yeah.
On Spotify.
Same. Me too. Actually, it's really hard to listen to myself. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah,
happens to me when I see myself on TV. I don't like it either.
Oh, really?
I can't stand listening to myself.
Oh, I love watching myself, but I don't like listening to myself in the podcast. But I love to watch myself. If I make myself laugh,
I know you do.
I know, weird.
You fast forward. I know how you feel about that. I know you fast forward to only your parts, and those are the only parts you watch and you remember.
Everything else, you're like,
I no me acuerdo. I no sé.
Because I didn't actually watch it.
Well, you know, in the podcast, it's only you and I. So you have to either listen to yourself or to me.
I watch your scenes.
Yeah, I tell you to watch. I'm like, bro, can you please watch my scene and see if it's okay?
You don't have to make me watch. I want to watch your scenes. They're good scenes.
Aw.
Yeah.
So are yours, bro. You make them better with me.
Yeah. And our scenes together are my favorite.
Yes, of course. You're like my favorite person to film with. It's so much fun. It feels like just any other day, right?
I know, like we're just having a good time.
How much fun we had at the event that we hosted this week.
Oh, at Neiman's? That was good.
Yes. So Marisol and I hosted this event in Neiman Marcus, Coral Gables, and we invited some girlfriends. By the way, Julia came to support. Shout out to Julia. And anyway, Julia came out and all of our other friends here in Miami that were invited, and we talked about fashion and we talked a little bit about ourselves
and how we met.
Because I feel like a lot of people want to know a little bit about us. So it's kind of like what we do here on the podcast, but we did it live. Mm-hmm. So maybe one day we can have something live. Like I would really love to do like a live podcast in New York City. I feel like we have our biggest fans there. Yes. And
maybe the audience will you know, rally for that and it'll happen.
I think so. I want to do that over there. I feel like New York City, we have a lot of fans. We get a lot of love from them. And I would love to do something live.
We do.
In New York City.
That's a good idea, bro.
Do you think Madison Square Garden is too big for us?
I was thinking Radio City Music Hall. But if you want Madison Square Garden, we need to come up with some new kind of tricks.
New material.
Because we really need to entertain people and get them out there.
I was counting on you. I find you rather entertaining. Quite entertaining.
Yeah, I don't know if I can entertain entire Madison Square Garden. You know, I don't think there's that many people that find me entertaining, but who knows?
Right. Who knows? We can start practicing.
We can ship them in from other locations.
Speaking of which, it was a lot of fun. So yes, you know, we love to, I haven't seen you since then, but we had a lot of fun. It was a great event, a really good turnout.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I'm going to see you for lunch tomorrow.
That is right. I always love to have our squirrel lunch.
Squirrel catch up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very much necessary. At least once a week, we like to do that.
Tell me what's happening in the gossip and celebrity
con el chisme,
situation.
Ay, con el
fill me in with the chisme. Bueno,
why don't we just start talking about one of our hot topics, which is always my hot topic, which is J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, and Ben Affleck.
Oh, God, you're obsessed with that woman.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've kind of like followed her and her career. And how can you not? Like, she's always like in the news, right? And she is Latina like us. And for whatever reason, I've just like always followed her. But now she's with Ben Affleck. And Ben Affleck is actually the one that's making the news, not even her.
What
she just happens to be married to him.
What's going on with Ben? Is he having... You know what he is? The poopy face. I meant to say poopy face.
Freudian slip.
So you know he always has a poopy face when he's hanging around her.
But guess what, bro? He didn't have a poopy face. He had a very happy face. And he was with his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner. And they shared a really intimate moment inside the car together.
Oh, uh-huh. ¿Y qué pasó? Was there a makeout?
So basically, there was photos exclusively obtained by Page Six Saturday. I really don't know how they got these pictures, but I mean, quite frankly, anybody with a phone that's watching them can take. You know how that is. You know what the price of fame is.
You think when he got home, J-Lo entró a palo
for sure. Okay,
lo entró a palo.
El chancletazo, lo entró a palo.
Yeah. Oh
you
my
know,
God! Just,
you know what's gonna happen? You know what's going to happen? You know how you get back? Tarro. Le va a pegar un tarro. That's what she's going to do. Yeah. So basically, there's photos that the two exes shared a hug as Jennifer Garner leaned toward from the back seat of Ben's vehicle. And the youngest daughter, Serafina, was sitting in the passenger right next to her dad. And then I guess Jennifer Garner was sitting in the back. And she leaned forward and gave him like a hug, you know, but very affectionate. You could see like a big smile on her face, a big smile on his face. He just seemed like chill, like relaxed, like, you know, like feliz. Like he felt like happy, had like a happy face. The two were all smiles together as Affleck drove his ex-wife back to the car. What a gentleman. He like slams the door when he's with Jennifer Lopez. Have you seen when he and they catch him in jail?
Yeah, we talked about it.
He's like sticking
it.
Her in the car, slamming the door. And yet now with Jennifer Garner, he's like driving her back to her car.
Because listen, Jennifer is like a girly girl. She loves to cook and be
which
a
one?
Home
Garner?
And a mommy. Jennifer Garner. And J-Lo's like a dude. She's a dude. And so he probably is like, I don't even need to open her door. She's a dude.
Yeah, she probably is like, bro, I got this.
I got this. I got
she probably
you
opens
and
his
I
door.
Got this.
Right. So anyways, Garner gave him another smile as she walked back to her car. Reps for Ben Affleck and Garner did not immediately respond to Page Six's request for comments. Mm-hmm. Do you think anybody's going to be talking after this?
No. Well, his jaw's probably broken now, so he can't even talk.
I don't think he went home. I think he was calling Garner saying, hey, by the way, can I go back to our house to sleep there tonight?
And get those really good home-cooked meals that you make.
Right. So in this case, What do you think? Do you think that this is just like an example of like really supportive co-parenting? Or do you think Ben regrets leaving Jennifer and marrying J-Lo?
Well, here's my thoughts. If the daughter was in the front seat and she's in the back and she's, you know what I mean? There's nothing. I mean, I think they obviously love and care for each other very much, like family, because they'll always be family.
Of course. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think it's very refreshing, actually, to see two parents get along like this. Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I know absolutely. That it's, I'm sure it wasn't like this from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially, you know, when you at first, you know, break up or separate, I'm sure it wasn't like this. And especially there were rumors that he was, you know, cheating on her and he was also, yes. And not only cheating on her, but gambling and drinking and all these other stuff. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that they do have three children that are involved, that they love mm-hmm. and care for. And they're going to, and they're both good parents. Like, you can both be good parents and get along and, you know, give this example to your kids. And I feel like mm-hmm. they were married for 10 years. So, you know, that's a long time with a person besides the kids. And you can have love for each other. It doesn't mean you want to sleep with him. You want to get back into bed with him or you want to have a life with him.
I kind of wish they would get back together. I would like that.
I don't know.
No, I would like that.
I don't believe in getting back with the exes. I don't like that, especially after such a long time. Would you do that?
No. Well, every time I've done it, it's been a catastrophe. So I'm against it, but I would like
I would like to
see somebody win at doing that.
You just want que se lo quita J-Lo because you don't like J-Lo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you want. You just want that for him to do that to J-Lo. But, you know, at this point, I don't think, you know, that it's about that. But knowing how my friend J-Lo is, that Latina is going to come out in her and the Puerto Rican is going to come out in her. And I don't think she's going to be very happy because, you know what, no matter what, to me, it's like about respect. I think it's a little bit too much. I'm sure he didn't mean bad or mean anything because I truthfully don't think he has any feelings for Jennifer Garner in that way. But I mean, it's going to piss you off. I mean, if you would see pictures of Steve right now with his ex-wife doing that in the car, even if his kids were in the car, would you like it?
Totally. Hello.
Totally. That's what I said. Yes or no?
That's why I said he's not talking to uh-huh. the press because his jaw's broken. She right. broke it.
No, but I'm asking you how you would feel. Right.
That's how I feel. I would have broken his jaw. I would have killed him. I would have been like, I'm out. Okay. I'm moving out for a week or 10 days.
Because, you know, one thing is that getting along and co-parenting, you know, I'm all for that and having love and respect for each other. But this is a little bit much. You know, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, nobody wants to see like their current husband with their ex
being affectionate that way. Being affectionate, exactly. No.
You can get along, but not do this, right? And, you know,
don't get along too well.
Right. No, I mean, I'm just saying it like it's a little bit too much. And J-Lo's just like not going to be okay with this. And neither would I, by the way. And that's why I asked you about you. Like, how would you feel if that would happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, not good. Not good.
Right. Yeah. So do you think
Steve would be in a wheelchair?
Right. Do you say so? Definitely you don't think a hug with your ex is going too far when you're already married to someone else. I mean, you do think it's going too far.
I mean, it depends on the type of hug or what's happening.
Bro, but you're not in the car. How do you know what kind of hug it is? Were you in the car in the back seat with Jennifer Garner?
I wasn't. I thought you were asking about a hug in general with an ex.
Right.
I thought you were asking me about a hug in general with an ex. It depends on the situation. Like, what if my stepson has a baby and there's a grandchild and everyone's hugging in the hospital? Like, it depends on the situation.
Let's go back to the car because this happened in the car.
I already told you I didn't like that one. I didn't like that hug.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, right? So, well, we both agree on that. And I think that a lot of women, you know, I know we all want to be about peace and love and, you know, setting the right example, you know, for our children. And all that. But I think that could be confusing for the children as well. Like, you know what? Like, you know, you're married to somebody else and like you're here hugging my mom. That's kind of weird, too. We're going to have to hear back from J-Lo. You know, I don't know what she's going to do as far as that goes or if they're going to even talk to the press or just kind of like, I mean, I think she's secure enough that she knows, obviously, that it's not that Ben wants to get back with his ex just because they hugged or whatever. They had an affectionate moment.
Do you think they're going to last?
You know, look at all the marriages, Marisol, that are just breaking up. I mean, we just saw Hugh Jackman and his wife mm-hmm. of 27 years mm-hmm. Announced their divorcing this weekend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just yeah. like, it's so hard. And for, it's so hard for just regular difficult. People. Imagine for the Hollywood, you know, the people mm-hmm. that live in Hollywood and are in that world. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that, you know, nobody knows. Like, no, nothing is guaranteed for life. And for sure, it's not love and it's not marriage. And you really have to work at it.
And but if I you're just gambling,
you have
gal.
It more difficult. You have it more difficult than everybody. Because you see, that can happen to us, you know, and nobody sees it or sees our significant other. And they'll get away with it. And, you know, the couple will never find out. They'll never be affected by it. But somebody like Ben does it, or J-Lo, or Jennifer Garner, or somebody with that level of fame, which is what we've talked about before, and it gets to the press, you know, it gets all over. So it creates more of a problem. They have to share their personal problem inside their house, and they also have to sharing it with the world in public. So like, the lesson is even more and worse.
Right. Okay.
And
but if you were a gambling girl and you had to gamble on, are they going to make it, or is she going to get married again to somebody else? What would you say?
I want her to get married again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, truthfully, I just think that because she doesn't put up with a lot, she's uh-huh. a candidate to be divorced again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I really do believe
that's what
that. I believe she loves really hard.
She's in love with the idea of love. We all
no,
are.
No, I believe she loves really hard and she fights for her love. And mm-hmm. she's a fighter until the end. But when they're like disrespectful or she's like had it, you know, she kicks you in the butt and then, you know, and shuts the door and she opens it up to another one that she has in line already.
Right. Well, it's easy to walk away when you have your own independence and you have power and you have your own money and you don't depend on anyone and you can do whatever the hell you want. It's easier to walk away.
I think
away.
It's more than that. It's more than that. Besides, the money is a big thing. But I think it's just the kind of woman who she is. And that's why, mm-hmm. is one of the reasons why I admire her.
Right.
I had that kind of mom as well. Mm-hmm. That it's like, goodbye. You know, like I said, my mom was married and divorced 5 times. So
yeah.
I identify with that. And, you know, who are the couples that last, Marisol? The couples that last, obviously, they love each other and respect. But it's tolerance. It's, you know, women, usually more than the men, that put mm-hmm. up with things. You know, yeah. and that they're more tolerant. And you think about the family, they think about the consequences. So, you know, yeah. and again, you know, J-Lo doesn't have to do that. She's raising her own 2 children. You know, the mm-hmm. her ex-husband isn't so much involved.
Right.
Like you said.
Well, when you mm-hmm. have independence and you have power, you can do whatever you want. You can walk yeah. away, you can start over. And she can get whatever guy she wants, whenever she wants.
Yeah, but you know, it's also a curse to be her. Because she mm-hmm. can get whatever guy she wants, but she can also lose a guy a lot quicker than any other girl. So yeah. it's tough. You know, it's tough being her. And again, you know, when you have children, it makes it even tougher. Relationships are hard. When it's public, it's even more harder.
Yeah, yo tú sabes.
Ya tú sabes. Yeah, vamos a hacer.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata-papa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Well, moving right along, because like I said, there was a lot to discuss because...
Mucho chisme.
Ver, vamos a chismear ahora. Bueno, hablando de amor, talking about love and relationships and all that, I want to talk about my girl, Taylor Swift. Because she's Swiftie. Another one that loves love. And my Swiftie is all about Swifting guys every year or two. So, you know she's following her footsteps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I feel we're like Swiftie girls.
Yeah. So she's rumored to be dating the football player Kelsey.
From the Kansas City Chiefs. He's the one with the twin brother that plays on the other football team. They both went to the Super Bowl and they were each playing against each other. That was so
amiga,
cool.
Como sabe? Where did you read that?
I watched the Super Bowl, bro. That's how I know. They kept showing. And then the mother was there. And they're like, who do you want to win?
Yes. The mom was so cool.
She had a uniform. Half was for Kansas City and half was for, I don't know her other son, what team he played on, but that's the one who won. Yeah, was like wild. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really cute. Yeah, they're like super close to her mom. And Travis Kelce is looking for love. I mean, that's what he's saying. And he's the tight end of the Kansas City Chiefs. Go Chiefs, because I love the Chiefs, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Well, he's very famous. And I think he's really cute. Do you think he's cute?
I was just going to say so cute. He's the better looking one of the two. I think that's why he's still single. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
The other one looks like a lumberjack.
Yeah. They have a book too, but this one cleaned up better. So he looks cuter.
He has a little more GQ vibe to him.
Yes. And he became even more famous this week. He's always been famous, obviously, for his kid skills, as he should be, and for being such a great athlete. But he became even more famous this week after rumors started spreading that he's hanging out with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, tú sabes.
Travis's brother was asked about the supposed relationship, and he said that his brother is just having fun. Earlier this year, Travis talked about wanting to meet Swift during a podcast recorded with his brother, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was, I think that he went to Taylor Swift's concert, and then Taylor Swift gives out these friendship bracelets, and then he wanted to give one to her, or he got one from her, and he wanted to put his phone number in the bracelet, and they wanted to connect. So obviously, he always felt some kind of way for Taylor. I mean, do you blame him? Taylor's super
He's no dummy.
She's so talented. Her songs are amazing. I love that he even went to her concert.
Yeah. And she's not poor.
Right. And neither is he. I mean, they're both kind of like a good power couple together. But you know what? They'll be doomed also, because like their level of fame and of everything and of money and of access and of everything is just crazy. Yeah. But anyways, she's following J-Lo's footsteps as well. I mean, she doesn't marry them, but she's a serial dater. I mean, do you think that too? Do you think that Taylor's a serial dater?
I mean, I used to always think that, but then I was very surprised to hear that she had been in a 6-year relationship. So then I thought, oh, okay. Well, then she gave something 6 years. So
She it's, was. It's nobody difficult. Knew about him. Well, I think he was someone that nobody knew about, right? That she wanted to keep on.
I think they kept because every time she was paparazzi with someone, it was destroyed. Too many eyes on it. You know how that is. You got to keep things quiet, keep it away from everybody for things to actually work out and last. So, I mean, I feel that way. But yeah, she was with him for 6 years. So I used to think she was a serial dater. Yeah.
Well, you know, but serial dater can also be, if you don't marry them, that's why she's a dater. But she's always in a relationship. She's always with a guy.
Yeah.
She's nunca está sola, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's really, doesn't really mean, I mean, just because she was 6 years in a relationship does not make her a serial dater. She's always, she's always dating someone. She's never been by herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, some people just don't know how to be alone.
Right. Why do you think some people can't be alone no matter what?
I think sometimes that just comes from life traumas, perhaps divorce or being abandoned or just, unrequited love. Somehow you're a little traumatic and unless you're with someone, you don't feel like you're worthy of love. I don't know. Those are deep things that people have that I always needed to be with somebody. Always.
Yeah, I'm pretty needy too. I mean, I try to be like tough, like, oh, I could be by myself. Like, I was trying to be alone until I met Todd.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Remember? I was like a year by myself and I was like really trying not to be with somebody. But then Todd came along and I was like, oh, I really like this guy, but what am I going to do? Like, I'm supposed to be alone. Because I felt also like you, that I've always been with a man. I've always been in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think, by the way, my son inherited that. So I'm thinking like, Peter. You know what? Yeah. Peter's also like a serial dater. Uh-huh. So I felt like, you know what? I'm going to give myself time, between both of my marriages. And even before that, I've been in a relationship all my life. Mm-hmm. Like, with two men, because I have been married twice, but, 25 years altogether. And I'm like, I'm still super young and I want to just be by myself. Well, that lasted a year. Not even a year.
Not even. Right. Don't forget I was there.
I was trying. I feel like maybe she's trying to do the same thing, but sometimes, somebody comes along that you really like and it's so hard
to say
no.
I get the butterflies. I know. I get excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go. Maybe you'll have to try and,
Yeah. I mean, how can Taylor say no to this kid, to Travis? I mean, to Kelsey. Is his name Kelsey?
She did. Kelsey. Yeah. Right. He's so cute.
Can you imagine who's going to say no to that? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I couldn't say no to Todd. You couldn't say no to Boo Bear.
No, I mean, not tough. No. When a Boo Bear arrives, you're done. Mm-hmm. You get a Boo Bear once in a lifetime.
Right. Well, in that case, we'll be married forever. Talking about that. Like if you were to ask me.
Until one of us drops dead.
Going to be married forever. And I would say yes. That's with a Stevia. Good yes. And that's a fast yes. Yeah. But then you ask me J-Lo and Ben, I'll be like, not if he keeps on, giving hugs to his ex Garner, that's for sure. that might be the next announcement next week. I mean,
She likes naughty boys. I think maybe she likes to tame them because she keeps going for those guys that always cheat. She always goes for the notorious cheaters.
Isn't it crazy, right? Like you would think somebody like her would never get cheated on. And every guy basically that she's been with has cheated on her. I mean, nothing's been confirmed because it's kind of hard to confirm those things, but she's known it. I don't know what more. I mean, that's really the only confirmation you need. When you know it yourself, who cares what everybody else thinks?
Some people like to pick people that they can fix. They need a project. And I think that's what she does. I don't want projects, but I think she likes
I'm getting a little tired. I'm getting a little old and tired for that.
Tired of but those
I projects. Like I like an experiment. I like a science project. Anyways, I'm very happy for Taylor. I can't wait. And if it doesn't work out, she'll just make another song and write about it and we'll hear about it.
I was reading about Taylor today and I found out a nugget of information that I thought was quite saucy.
Tell me.
When she was 20, she was dating Taylor Lautner and he was only 17, which is illegal in many states. If that was a man, that would have gone.
That's
very
true.
South
are you trying to get
Swifty
in trouble now?
No, it's on the internet. I didn't write the article. I'm just telling you, people, it was a thing.
Well, no, she likes him younger. She likes him younger. This guy, Kelsey, and her are the same age.
And a woman in reverse, it would have been a lot of scandal.
That is true. Yeah, I agree.
That's my nugget for the day.
Okay, well, maybe we should talk about that next week in our next podcast.
Uh-huh.
I feel like we've like touched upon it, but you're absolutely right. You know, I think the rules are different, definitely for women than for men.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Baratapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of Michael Tuda Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite Michael Tuda shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Did you see this actress that used to be on The Sopranos, Drea Di Matteo?
Yeah, you said just it perfect, recently, bro.
Yeah, dice, estoy mejor, I'm getting better.
That's because
her name is Italiano. That's because her name is kind of Italian, so that's why. Drea Di Matteo.
Wait, so, you know what I've been wanting to ask you before you even go on with this? Because I know we had trouble saying Carl, but can you say Ritz Carlton?
Ritz Carlton?
Ritz Carlton.
Carlton.
Carlton. Yeah.
That's not her name. I wouldn't name my kid that. That's not her name. Carl. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so she's being encouraged by her children to not care about her decision about joining OnlyFans. So she's 51 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She just recently did a new interview where she reveals that her kids were the driving force behind her account on the OnlyFans, which is primarily known for uncensored nude photos.
We know
you know how I feel about OnlyFans. So I don't really even have to, you know, go there. I do not support that kind of platform. And I understand that, you know, people make a living off of it. And, you know, I'm proud and happy for those who can do it.
Yeah.
But I just think it's like a little sad. Somebody that is an actress, right? And that was on The Sopranos. Well, and I mean, I looked up her Wikipedia and she has all these, you know, shows that she's participated in. And that she would just give up on herself as an actress. I mean, I know now there's a strike, they're not writing. And, you know, I think this all started happening as of COVID, not the strike, obviously, but her difficulties getting roles and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently she made some controversial remarks about COVID and her agent dropped her and now she hasn't been able to get work and she's going to lose her house and she can't take care of her family. And you know what? I mean, at the end of the day, the most important thing is your family, right? And
yeah,
she wants to take care of them. And if they support her doing this, I think it's okay.
Well, I think it's okay. Funny that her kids were the ones that would say, do it, do it.
Well,
by the way, Marisol, her kids are 12 and 15. She's a 12-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl.
The girl's encouraging her.
How does a 12-year-old, by the way, and a 15-year-old have the capacity to make a decision for an adult? And these are like lifelong decisions. I mean, this can affect the rest of your life, a kind of decision like this. Well, by the way, and her daughter's the one taking the photos and editing them.
I mean, it's just
so bizarre for me. I'm sorry. I'm very old school, you know, how I was raised, how you were raised. And I'm not okay with this situation. I don't care how much you need a job, I'm sure. Maybe not as an actress, because I mean, a lot of like the actors and actresses are suffering right now. And I get it, she wasn't maybe like an A-lister, but isn't there something else this woman can do besides take off her clothes and post it on OnlyFans and make money?
I guess she did the math, and working in a flower shop versus OnlyFans wasn't bringing in enough dough to buy food and keep the lights on and pay the mortgage. I don't know. She did the math, and that's probably what would the easiest way for her to keep her family afloat and be home with them. I have to guess.
I don't know, but you're setting the wrong example to your daughter. I mean, her mom's 51 years old and her daughter's 15. I don't know. You know, maybe if you didn't have kids, for me, it's all about your kids and the example you're giving them. And how can you be okay? So what happens when the daughter turns 18 and can be on this platform? And you know what?
She'll probably be on it too.
Right. Yeah. Like daughter and mom, you know, be like one of those porn movies, you know, where there's, you know, the families involved or whatever it may be. It's just, to me, it's so crazy and perverted and gross that I just don't like it.
I get what you're saying. And I know what you're saying, but I guess she's doing lingerie photos. And like she said, people are wearing less than that on Instagram.
Por favor, Marisol. That's what everybody says. Everybody in OnlyFans is like, oh, I'm not doing anything that nobody else is doing.
Maybe it'll escalate to something more. I don't know. But at the moment, if it's just lingerie and she's making money and it's keeping the lights on.
That's how it all starts. And that's what they all say. And it's all about the BS.
For sure.
And then it's a bunch of BS because so-and-so from wherever says, oh, if you show me a little bit more, I'll send you this. Well, and that's how they get them.
I tried to look because I wanted to see what she posts, but I don't have an account, so I can't get in. And I wasn't going to subscribe, you know?
No, please save yourself some money.
Did you look?
No, babe. You know that I don't look at any of that stuff.
I wanted to confirm it was just lingerie because I was okay with that. But, you know, people, you know, it's a slippery slope. Then if you do a little more, you get more money.
I'm sorry. I'm not even okay with that. I would not have the face to sit my 12-year-old son and my 15-year-old daughter and tell them, you know what? Mommy's going to have to take nude pictures of herself because I need to do groceries. You know what? Get your ass up and go get yourself a right job. You know what? Why don't you do reality TV? We don't need any script. Join reality TV.
Yeah, what city does she live in?
Let's go save her. Where does she live? Yeah, OC, Orange County.
I think she's in New Jersey.
New York. I mean, we could even open up another franchise wherever she lives. She can start in the Real Housewives.
Just to give her a job. So she doesn't have to do OnlyFans.
I need to save her. I don't want her to do this. If she didn't have kids, it's a different story. But how can you look at your kids in the face? And then these kids go to school. The their peers know it. They're looking at her naked pictures. It's just gross.
They find out.
To a different level. I'm not okay with it.
It's not good for the kids.
You know what? And I don't even feel bad for her because she doesn't have a medical condition. I mean, this is just a whatever, a condition that she can't find work.
I'm thinking of a medical condition. No one wants to see her with their scabies and lingerie. But
what I'm saying
I didn't know the kids were that young, Alexia. I had no idea they were that young.
Well, that was the first thing I looked up. When she said that her daughter took her pictures and edited them, I'm like,
I assume she was in her 20s.
No, mi corazón, 12. The boy, his name, the girl, yeah, 15, the girl, and the little boy is 12.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's otra cosa. I need a different job.
Right. Mm. No, and the thing is that, you know what, you can wait tables. I mean, you're in Hollywood. I think they live in Los Angeles. I don't know. Is that where she lives or no? I'm not sure where she lives. But wherever you
really
are, the restaurants are booming. There's a lot of jobs that would definitely, I don't know what other, skills she has.
Sometimes you have to adjust your lifestyle to,
I just think it's easy way out. Everybody just wants easy money. Nobody wants to work for it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This article is going to get her a lot of clicks and a lot of cash.
Well, the only thing I do agree with her on is the fact that she's like, well, on Instagram, people are already showing bikini pictures and underwears and in bras, which is true, which I think it should be a little bit more censored because you know what? Like, that's not what the platform was created for. It's like to show bikini pictures and underwears and bras and the whole thing. But already with that being said, so there I agreed with her. She's like, okay, so you know what? It's kind of like the same thing as they're doing in
that's
Instagram.
That's what I said. I said that
but
before.
In OnlyFans, pero mentira, that's what they say to justify.
Well, those things end up escalating because you get more money for more if you do more. And
but
then
listen,
eventually you become desensitized.
But it's BS. Nobody's going to subscribe, right, to this platform and spend money if it's the same as Instagram. So right there, you know that that's not true. It's way more than Instagram and everybody
knows.
She's
famous and she has a fan base and maybe they want to see her in her lingerie. But eventually she's going to have to escalate to make more money. And that's where it gets to be a problem.
Right. But do you blame her for doing OnlyFans when supposedly like Hollywood turned on her?
Well,
Do you think that's an excuse, or do you think that she did the right thing? Good for you.
Can I answer? Cisco, may I speak? So I'm okay with her doing it. I don't like that her kids are so young and they know about it and they're helping her with it. Like, I find that really odd.
Oh, well, then you have to answer the question. So are you or you're not? So her life is she has two kids, a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old, right? So do you blame her for doing OnlyFans because Hollywood turned...
Now I know how young they are. I don't know. I don't like it. It's not good. They're too small.
Right. And you know what? I'm tired of everybody blaming other people. Like, you know, own your responsibility and your accountability. So you're going to blame Hollywood. You know how many people in Hollywood have been censored, have been having, they've been in this same situation and they're not going to say, well, you know what? Hollywood did this to me. I'm going to turn to OnlyFans. What kind of shit is that? I mean, at least me, I'm very passionate about this and that's how I feel. And again, you know, as a parent, I think she's giving the wrong example. And that's all I got to say.
Life is crazy. Life is crazy.
I know.
People have to do a lot of crazy things to stay afloat.
Well, I'm very old fashioned. What about getting a job from 9 to 5? How about that? How about writing yourself a resume and applying for a freaking job? That's what she needs to do. Yeah.
Like I said, you know, they're probably going to have to cut their lifestyle back to, you know, what they can afford. People do it all the time. And get a regular job.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or listen, or do reality TV, like we said, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Scripted anymore. Okay, for a while, whatever, you know. Go do some reality.
You know what? Not everyone that does scripted can do reality and vice versa. Each are a very specific talent. And I like to think that you and I have a very special, specific talent.
And do you think that everyone can do OnlyFans? You have to have a special talent. Carapuderia.
Yeah, like Carapudera, you can do it for sure. For sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my friend, it's always so much fun talking to you.
I'm sorry I've been under the weather today. Thank you for, you know, being awesome and
no, you too.
For both of us.
You too. Listen, just looking at your face makes me smile and laugh and giggle.
Hello,
yeah, right. Frankie likes it too. Frankie's like, yeah, I like that.
Hey, Frankie. I love you, bro. Well, thank you to everybody who's tuned in and listened to us again talk crazy SHIT here. Because
you know, sometimes I want to know what our viewers are thinking, right? And these topics that we're talking about, I would love to know.
If you check your DM, you would know because they write us.
No, but you know, I want to do like old school, like they could call in. Is that possible? We need like a radio show to help us. Oh, is that radio? That's radio, yeah, that's not radio. I want to do radio. I love radio. Where they can tune in, they can call in, I can get questions from them, and we can get it going.
Well, the next one we do, maybe we have audience ask us questions. Like, we love those. We need to do one of those again.
Yes. Maybe the audience and the listeners can that have been tuning in and know exactly what we've been talking about in some of these podcasts can go back to these topics and kind of like chime in, give us their opinion, what they think and how they feel about it.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
I would love that. Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, guys. Well, you guys make us very happy that you love
to
listen to us.
We love everyone that listens to us. You make us happy. It's a happy day.
Well,
yes. I love you, bro.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to Ay, por favor.
Ay, por favor.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Ay, por favor podcast. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. Hasta luego. Hasta la próxima.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Baratapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.